I don't know if I've ever had a Dos Equis. Have you?
No, no.
So we might be the most interesting man in the world then. Or something. Would you prefer we just sit in silence for 45 minutes?
Yeah,
that would be better than what we're doing.
I'm waiting for you to talk.
No. I you're looking at it. Like this is I peaked early with the Dos Equis. Not even a joke. Not a joke in the just pointing out things I know. Hey, the color blue. Hello and welcome to episode 580 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I have decided to enunciate today.
Okay. Is that going to make it interesting?
Yeah. No, I'm actually already tired of it too. Okay. My mouth hurts from it. I don't think I've ever had to enunciate before.
And why did you decide now?
I don't know why. It was a spur of the moment, and I wish I hadn't. So, there's that. Right. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Same old. It's getting nicer. It was like 9 degrees yesterday. Sunshine, blue skies. I haven't looked so far ahead to see if today's nice, but it was beautiful yesterday.
Should I ask Siri if it's going to be nice? Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
She's not listening.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Siri.
That was a letdown.
Yeah. I can't. I have to click on it.
Is her name different in Germany?
No. I'm clicking on Siri. It's not even happening. So maybe it's because I'm talking to you.
Okay. What's a good German name?
Siri. I don't know. It should be Heidi.
Was
it Anna? Everyone's named Anna.
It doesn't have to be a female. It could be Hans. Is it Hans?
No, there's no Hans. Just Hans Gruber only.
Okay.
I don't know a single Hans here. What would be the name that everyone is? I know about 6,000 Jonases.
Okay. All right.
Jonas.
Yeah.
And Martin. For some reason, Martin, big.
But that's not as comical as Jonas to us North Americans. So ask Jonas.
Hey, Jonas.
Works.
Still nothing.
Yeah, he works
Jonas
the same as
Jonas is Jonas, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Jonas, but they pronounce the J's with a Y sound here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, things you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're the Midnight Toker, you're the Yoker.
Okay.
Right? The gangster of love.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyways, Patreon. If you want to keep this alive, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Go to our website, twohosers.com. Click on the Patreon link and help us out. A couple bucks a month keeps the lights on. Actually, with inflation, I'm going to need about 90 bucks a month now. So that's the minimum. I've upped the minimum to 600 euros a month. Just to keep pace with everything.
Okay. All right.
Have you noticed inflation, Adam?
No.
Really? Gas prices can't be cheap.
Yeah, we don't drive anywhere, so hardly ever need to get gas.
Okay.
Gas is expensive, but yeah, when you never fill up, then it's not as expensive.
That's true. Yeah. Diamond cereal, also expensive, but if you don't eat it, then...
That's right. You're saving money.
A couple bucks. Yeah, that's how it works. No, that's great. I mean, remember when you used to work in Langley? That was you'd be your bottom line would be eating it right now.
Yeah, yeah, and we have like our like if we do go somewhere, like I had to go for hockey yesterday out to Coquitlam, which is a good solid 50-minute drive, and take our little Honda Civic, which might as well be electric. It uses no fuel, like it's ridiculous. So. Yeah, the needle doesn't move on an hour each way, whereas our Honda Pilot would have consumed like, 3 million gallons of gas.
You just stop three times for gas on the way back. Yeah. Yeah, no, that is very, very different. So, yeah, I don't know what's it, the part of the fuel. I'm sure is the tensions in Ukraine, or anticipation of tensions, or whatever's going on. I'm assuming that's part of it too, at least for us, anyways.
Sure.
Because yeah, price of electricity and everything else is through the roof. But they don't want me to fix it. They've decided we're sticking with wind power. So it's we're all good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So. But no, the price of everything is going up. I don't know if you've noticed that. We talked about this off the air, I'm sure.
Maybe. I haven't noticed a whole lot, but again, I kind of go through life just kind of like, you know, looking at lights and smelling roses.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like you. That's true. Anyways, Patreon, help us out. We appreciate it. Still not doing the, they've not gone back to Uncle Jeff, by the way.
Okay. All right.
Sticking hard.
He's done. He's out of your life now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For good. For good.
He invites me to his yacht parties every now and then.
Okay. He wants you back.
I'm going to play hard to get for a little bit and see where this goes. So.
Perfect.
That. Yeah. So we're also getting summer weather, by the way, buddy. I don't know if 9 is summer weather, but we've been getting ridiculous weather. Like, yes, it's been terrible here. And then the switch flipped. And then last week I had to paint, primer. Do you call primer? It's still paint, right? Do you care if it's primer or paint?
I'm not gonna call you on that one. It's okay. Paint. You're good. You're fine.
Well, no, but primer is better. You're better off doing primer outside because it's like an oil base. And at least the one I use is. And so you want to be outside. And you know, a lot of the acrylic stuff, the other, just the water based paint is. You can drink it pretty much if you want to. It's fine. So that you can do inside. But anyway, so I had to do some priming, some cabinet doors, and was outside, no tarp.
Okay.
I got frostbite, but I mean, it was still totally worth it. No, it was, sure. It was that hot. It was I got a sunburn in February.
Okay. All right. That's good. So we're talking like 15, 16 or hotter than that.
About 15 in the sun. Yeah.
Nice.
So it's fantastic. And then terrible again, and then nice today, and then going to be, you know, snowy, of course.
But it's showing you the possibilities. It's just tantalizing. Yeah.
It's teasing, because what's going to end up happening is April is going to be like snow again, and that's what they do. You have to do your Easter egg hunt in the snow.
So I feel like we're done with the snow here now. I could be wrong, but I think that Mother Nature has moved on, and it's getting nicer.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Fortunately, our grandmas don't listen to the show, because they would love this talk.
They would be all over this. We'd have phone calls coming in.
Oh, and then mints in our purse. That's what we would have. And we would smell like tent. Yeah. So. There's that. Other than that, part two. You didn't watch it. Part two of the Mudroom Bench is up. I talked about it last week. It might be up. It's up now.
Part one was a freaking cliffhanger that just had me on the edge of my seat. Yeah.
Well, there was no seat. That's the point, is I had the bench, but no seat.
This was why I was on the edge.
And then I made the seat.
And?
Yeah. It's a seat. You can sit on it.
Okay. You can sit on it. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've ordered some more plywood, and speaking of inflation, but I've ordered some more plywood, and that should come in the next couple of days, and I will finish it off. I'll finish off the, I don't know what we're calling it. They call it like mudroom lockers, but I'm not building doors, so it's going to be more like, I don't know, like a mudroom jacket tree. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. I have a question. What's the next room on this list, because I feel like you've been doing this mudroom like longer than it took our whole house to get renovated.
Longer than it took a team of 7 guys with a bunch of pre-made stuff to do your house. And they weren't filming it.
I just want to know what the general mood is around your house and how your wife is enjoying this never-ending project.
Never ending. I don't know if you know how life works, Adam, but the journey is the destination.
Okay. All right.
So,
okay.
So if I could go and remortgage my house and have 8 guys do the entire thing in like 6 weeks without filming it. That's not that fulfilling to me.
Okay. Oh, so this is for fulfillment. I'm sure your wife would agree that this is super fulfilling.
She liked our house before we started. So everything is a bonus.
Okay. All right.
You know, we don't live in a tent in the backyard.
Right.
Like we live in the house. It's just was made in the mid 90s. And so it does need an upgrade. Like, for example, the brown doors, they still function. They're just brown.
Right.
So it's not like there's wind whipping through and our neighbors watching us sleep. We still have an okay house.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would like a brand new house.
But you didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't so much of a question as it was a barb.
No, it was a legitimate question. Like, will you be on to another room? Okay. And what will that room be?
The entire upper floor.
Okay, so but you're going to start somewhere.
Four bedroom. No, I can do it all at once because it's doing new floors and everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, I'm good at stuff, man. Sit tight. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Don't worry about it. Well, no. The mudroom.
But wait. Yeah. When did you start the mudroom?
September.
Okay. So,
but it's off and on. It's half a year.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. And you know who loves off and on? Families and wives, like they love off and on. Right. So if the small room downstairs out of the way took half a year, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, just, so the upstairs, you're going to power through the one person again. You're going to power through the upstairs in 3 months?
Probably less, but to be moved in ready, yeah.
Yeah, your family is not going to be thrilled with you. I'm going to go on record and say that. I want a video camera. You don't need to video your work. What would be more interesting to me? Would be the video of your daily conversations that you're going to have with your wife.
It sounds to me like you're projecting.
No, not at all. I did it the way that makes everyone happy, which is move out and move back in. So I didn't have any.
But that wouldn't make me happy, though.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, I enjoy.
What's important. That's what's important.
Right. Right. So I see. I see what you're getting at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I could probably remortgage the house and have some guys come in and just blow some prefab stuff in. That's not what I want, though. But I don't want I want stuff that I built.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. And I'm learning all how to do it. So, so I just stop and start and, you know, because the one of the big things too, I mean, is I don't have a warehouse where I can just store, sheet goods. So I would have ordered like 10 sheets of plywood and just had them sit there and then just start making stuff. Bam, bam, bam.
But right.
I can't do that. And so I kind of have to order it as I go. And it's not like there's a van circling my neighborhood with plywood ready to go when I need it.
Right.
So I have to build it out. I also don't know what I'm doing. And so I have to figure that out as I go. Like, I've never put tile down. Next episode, you're not going to see it, but everyone else can see it.
Right.
You can watch me figure out how to do tile. And I won't be doing I could do it again. So if I'm going to do it in the bathroom upstairs, which I might not, the floor, I might hire someone to do the floor. So it's good. And then the shower, maybe I'll do it myself. But the point is, now that I know how to do it, I don't have to figure out how to do it. That's a big time suck figuring out.
Okay.
Also, very first cabinet I ever built was the one in the mudroom there. Like, I built the basically like a kitchen cabinet, like a lower, like a and an upper. I had to figure out how to build those, and I will be building exactly one vanity, like maybe less than the size of the one I built downstairs, instead of building four cabinets, which is what I built downstairs. So that will take less time. Building the one that's smaller than all of them. Less time. Yes.
Okay. All right. 2025. That's when this project is going to be
finished. That's what it takes, that's what it takes. I don't know where else I'm going.
Your kids will be moved out by the time you finish this. Sam's room, he'll be 23 And he'll be living in the mudroom at the point you finish.
Well, with inflation, that's going to happen anyway. So it's he's not going anywhere. But no. I definitely do feel pressure to get this all done so my kids can use it. Yeah, it's definitely a different home renovation than you did. That's not my plan.
Okay.
So there is that. And when I go to do the upstairs, it is going to be a ton of planning. There was no planning. There was no pre-production planning on the mudroom part. It was like, all right, what am I doing? Let's start here. I'm going to figure out what needs to be done and like basically figure out how to plan for the upstairs. Because I don't know the order of things. Like, oh man, like I should have done that first. Should have done that first. Now I know. And so what's going to end up happening in the upstairs is I'm going to plan everything out. I'm going to buy all the stuff for the bathroom. I'm going to buy all the hardwood floors for upstairs. And then I'm going to demo it all and have the bathroom done in however long that takes. That won't be finished in a couple of days, but the basic stuff will be down. And then do the floors, and then we can move back in, and then from there it's build furniture. So, what else do you do? Like, what do you like? I mean, I know you built. They built a brand new. I'm not building a brand new bathroom from scratch in a closet like you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, like that, obviously, like there's plumbing and stuff. There's no plumbing that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else besides? If they hadn't built the bathroom for you, in your yeah. bedroom. What would they have done in your bedroom? What else did they do?
Well, I mean, drywall, like new ceiling.
Right. Not doing that.
Yeah. What else did they do? Mostly that and paint. So it was like, yeah, build the bathroom, do the drywall, do the ceilings. Yeah. Doors, all of that stuff. And then, yeah, that's mainly it. And then redo the existing bathrooms.
Right.
Yeah. New molding, all that stuff.
The molding in that I can blow through. I'll probably end up making my own because I don't love the stuff here. But that's not terrible. Like you can move in with that. It's the floors. It's the bathroom for one will take longer than I would like. I'd like it to take a day. It's not going to take a day. But I will custom make the vanity and the mirror. So that I'll probably make ahead of time. And so then we rip everything out, put the new tile down, new toilet, tub, shower. That needs a new ceiling, new lighting, and the whole deal. So that will take some time, but not nearly as long as what is going on downstairs. So there you
okay.
go.
Okay. All right. Yeah. 2025.
Yeah. No, not well. The whole house, maybe. But I'm talking about doing the entire house.
Right.
So I don't know.
And that you will be living alone in by the time that this project is finished.
Absolutely.
Happy. No. You'll be happy, but you'll be living alone.
No, the difference is my family likes me.
That's what you think.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
All right.
Yeah. No, they're not smart. I'm not suggesting they know what good things are. I'm not saying that.
Right.
They have poor taste, but they like me.
Right.
So there is that. Anyways... for those of you who aren't negative Nellies, check out that latest. That's the mudroom bench part two, and then the next video coming out. I haven't decided yet. Adam, you call it. I think it's going to be the fin. Like I finished the mudroom, so I'll put that video where I finish up the tile and all that.
Okay.
Or do you want to zig and you want to see how I make bottle openers?
Yes.
No, I'm doing both at the same time probably. So, okay. Yeah. I think people want to see the tile and see how that worked out.
Okay.
So there is that. Wow. Caught up.
Yes.
All right. Reminder, our monthly challenge for this month is sadness. And it's not sadness. You didn't know, did you?
No.
I could have said sadness and you would have just been like, yeah, man, we're doing sadness. Hashtag sadness. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do it. No, it's red for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. That's
today.
Right.
I mean, as tomorrow, you listen, not
tomorrow
now.
For us, yeah, tomorrow for
okay,
us.
Okay, but people, when they listen, no one's listening now. Or tomorrow, no. Really, be honest.
Aren't you tomorrow? No, you're still today.
Okay, somebody get Adam a globe.
You're like Marty McFly. You're like a little bit ahead.
Yeah. And I wear Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah. No, tomorrow. With the day but this
today,
is released.
When you're listening to this today.
Unless they listened late, in which case Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Or months ago.
Yeah, that's
right. Or today again. It could be today again. You don't know.
2023 could be.
Depends, yeah. When I'm halfway done my upstairs bathroom. Anyways, the whole point is it's red. Put it on Instagram, hashtag it Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both. Tag us and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll get to that at the end of the month. Did you shoot anything interesting, Adam?
No, I did. I just did the photos that I said I was going to do headshots. Did a few headshots, but we'll just talk about that in the challenge.
You did them for somebody else, right?
I did them for a few other people. I did them all at once, all the same setup. My daughter's photo is the one I chose to use for the challenge photo because I just didn't feel like asking permission from the others to use theirs for a podcast. So I just kind of, I did those and then I opted to use my daughter's only because I haven't used a photo of my daughter in forever. And so she was compliant in terms of allowing me to use her photo, which was nice. So I thought, oh, right. I haven't posted a picture of Sarah in a long time. So I'm going to use hers.
All right.
Yeah. Originally, I was going to ask permission for the other ones.
So who did you shoot for? I mean, not specifically, but like who asked, what kind of a person asks you for headshots? Like, what was it for? Social media?
It's for work-related stuff. So it was one of the people, Sarah, the one I did for Sarah was for, they needed a headshot for her musical theater production. So she's doing a musical theater production of The Lion King. And so all of the people in The Lion King, they needed a headshot. Like when they, you know, have their performance at the theater, they put the headshots up of all the actors or whatever is that what you call them, right? Actors, I guess. So she needed one for that. And you could either, you know, have it done through the production company, or you could, you know, if you had your own or you could do your own, you could bring it in. So just simple white background. So I was going to do hers. And then another, one of the girls in the production, like their parents asked me if I would do theirs, for them as well. And I said, yep, sure. No problem. People I know well. And then they thought, well, okay, well, we both need for work. One is a principal, one is a big wig. And they thought, oh, we haven't had headshots ourselves for a long time. Would you do a headshot for us? And I said, sure. So I said, you know, the setup will all be up. Let's do it all at once. So that's what I did.
All right.
Yeah.
I imagine I'm going to end up doing some of those for my daughter's friends too, because they saw hers on the whatever the program they used to talk to each other, texting, mm-hmm. what have you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so she's got one of her many white background photos that, like, I had set up the white background for something else to do, some other shoot I had to do. And then, of course, yeah, come on down, snap one. And she was just did not care. She's like, oh, fine, Dad, I guess. And then ended up using, oh, can I just use it for my profile picture? And then she realized that when her friends saw it, that not everyone's dad has a photo studio in the basement.
Right. Yes.
And they were like, oh my God. At which point she was like, oh, well, maybe my dad's not such a jerk. So yeah, she's pretty excited by that. Like, dear, not everybody is the co-host of the longest running weekly photo podcast in the world. Okay.
Right. The yeah. window of your popularity, not to just bring you down a notch, but where she appreciates that you can do this is about 6 months. I'm just from personal experience.
Could like, be.
There's a cool factor and it fades away really quickly.
Well, it was really cool when she was younger and then it went away. Now it's back. But now I abuse her emotionally and I'm withholding. Okay. And so, so she knows. It's a manipulation, Adam. You don't just let it fly. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I feel like I don't have to tell you this stuff. I thought you knew this.
I remember the doing photo booths for my daughter around your daughter's age when a friend would come over, and they thought that was the coolest thing. Well, really, the friend did, which made it cool for my daughter.
Exactly.
And then again, it passed. So.
Oh yeah.
I'm just trying to set you up for disappointment. Just.
Yes, that's been a theme. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how your wife likes you? Yeah, she's dating someone else, okay? Just FYI, it's me. The answer is, it's me. We have a long-distance thing going. And Corona's really got in the way of it, but just, you know, speaking of Valentine's Day tomorrow, she's going to get something from me. That's just warning you.
Yeah. Just so you know, have a heads up.
Yeah. Have you done DNA testing on your kids? Those aren't yours. They're not your kids. I got news for you.
Right.
So there you go. All right. Well, Debbie Downer. Wah, wah, wah.
But that was my shoot something interesting. So we'll talk about it in the challenge part, but did you shoot?
Well, if I make it that long without killing myself, we'll have to see.
Okay.
Is that a cry for help? No, not at all. No, I find suicide hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. And I went for a nice hike today with maybe my son, I don't know. Went for a nice hike today. Beautiful sunny weather. Took a bunch of snapshots. So are they interesting? Haven't even looked at them yet. So they might be interesting, they might not be. My picture taken has like quantity has plummeted in recent weeks. So there's that.
Okay.
Hang on. I got someone coming in here. No, they're not coming in. They don't want to listen either. So there you go. So just snapshots, but took the X100 out. I'll probably check them out later, but I'm guessing nothing interesting. So
perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that works out. So the answer, no. The short answer was no.
Okay.
Photo challenge. Photo challenge. Headshot.
Yes.
It is
yes.
Headshot inspired by you because you're like, oh man, I got to do a headshot, so I might as well lay this up. And let's start with yours.
Okay.
Because I don't know that I'm good. I have some questions. I have some questions of what's going on.
Okay. Here. Okay.
Now the subject matter, excellent. Okay. So at no point is that what is going on here? Is this out of the camera?
This is. I mean, I cleaned up a few edges, a few hair edges and stuff.
That's what's freaking me out. The right side of her hair, it looks a bit crunchy. What happened?
No, that's how her hair looks. It wasn't anything major. There was one like rogue curl that that was sticking out to the side that unbalanced it that I wiped away, but that's really it. Yeah.
On the right-hand side, because if you look, I'm wondering if it maybe just the version I got. It looks like, now I don't think that sounds like more work than you would do, so I don't think that's what it is. It looks like you shot her against something else and added the white background like on a green screen.
No, I did not. No, this is just
again. But look at the hair on that side.
Yeah, I see it. It's just kind of the way the hair was, yeah. Yeah, I see. And there was a rogue curl, but that's not what it was lower down and it's not impacted by that. But yeah, and I thought you're right. It does look a little cut out. It isn't. It's just the way the light is hitting the wall and behind her and just the way the hair was done. I think the hair on the left side, maybe because of the hair light, it looks a little bit more natural, but nope, that's just the way it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just on a white wall. I have two lights kind of in behind her. And actually, same like I said, same setup for everyone. Just two lights in behind her that are illuminating just a white wall. And then a hair light sort of back camera right. So her left that you can see on her hair and a little bit on her neck coming through there, side of her shoulder. And then the big softbox. I think I did the big softbox. Yeah. I think the big studio light.
Looks like a big.
Yeah. Looking at the catch light, it's the softbox with the studio light sort of just front camera, right. Just feathered across. So it's a pretty evenly lit photo. Thinking again, basic white background headshot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think even actually, you know what? I'm thinking now because it was a week ago because I did it shortly after we recorded last time, a bit of bounce. So a silver bounce camera left that my wife is holding and just to make sure that the light is pretty even. So the shadows are very soft.
That was what struck me. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. This is far flatter than you normally shoot.
Yes.
And I want to see some shape to her face.
Oh, I see it. You don't see the shape?
I'm missing. You can see a little bit like by her right ear where it starts, but the rest is way, like you normally don't shoot this flat. I don't think.
Yeah. And I think that it's because I wanted it to be, I wanted it to be for this headshot and I didn't want any kind of real contrast. In my mind, this is what it should look like for what the purpose was. So more contrast I didn't want. So I'm very happy with this. That's again, I think this is a season to taste, but a little bit more contrast I think would be fine, but I really didn't want to dial it up. And I mean, I could play with this and I could, you know, add more contrast to it. I don't want to for this. It should be just a happy, this is a kids production for, what did I say? The Lion King. I just want it to be happy and relatively flat. I see lots of shape here. So I don't agree with okay. your, yeah.
We're allowed to disagree. This is, yeah, I know in the I world like this we're shot. Not, everything is binary. Yeah. It's, you like Joe Rogan. I think he's the worst, but that's how life is right now.
Yeah, I don't like Joe Rogan. So
okay, no, fine. Yeah. I love Joe Rogan. Then he's my favorite.
Yeah.
Now we must battle. And yeah. No, I know that's how life goes. I think we're allowed to disagree. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the tone. Maybe it's the fact the degree of brightness on her face with the background. It's very close to the background. Maybe in my head, I would like to see the white in the background down a little bit just to make her pop out more, or maybe it's just a little more shape. It's not, I don't think it's the ratio that you normally shoot.
Oh, okay. I really like this. So I don't know. I don't have a counter, just like this is right where I wanted it to be. Okay. But like you say, season to taste and difference of opinion. I like the hair light. I like the balance. I like the evenness, all of the things. Again, for kids portrait, this is where I want it to be. I don't want any more contrast than that.
Okay. So I'll leave it to the listener. If you guys,
sure.
if I'm way off, you guys let me know, rip into me. I'm good.
Sure. Yeah.
Or if you don't like Joe Rogan, also let me know as well. Let me know how you feel about that.
Sure.
And all the other things. Just pick. You have to pick a side. I'm telling you, you must pick a side. Is my advice.
All right.
No. Let me. I'm interested to find out. So, like I said, great. I mean, she must be happy with this. She must be thrilled. And also, you must be happy. You didn't have to go drop $200 on some guy to do this.
Sure. Yeah.
No, what do the other people do? Like, what do they bring?
What's that? I don't. I'm one of the girls the other young girl that I shot. She showed me what she had from last year, and I preferred my versions.
And what did she have from last year? Like a professionally done one?
Yeah, professionally done one that was a white background. It was more. It was too. It was less of a headshot and more of a pose with arms and crossed. And I just thought like, oh, that's not exactly what I thought of for a headshot. I was thinking about what do you see at the community theater? Like if you go watch improv, like what are all those photos on the wall look like? And they're mostly head and shoulders, but it's really about the face and the smile and the eyes. Like that's kind of the focal point to me. And the one that I saw was too much of arms and elbows and mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the joke one I give out for birthday presents.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Like that. It was like that. No, it wasn't like that. But again, it wasn't what I would have called a headshot.
Yeah. No, I've seen a number of those headshots and they are, it's strange. They kind of do go for something like that. Some sort of, I guess it's designed to catch the eye of casting directors. Whereas this, like this is more of an advertising of who's in the show.
Right.
But if you want to, you know. I'm not sure how casting directors work. I don't know why you asked me.
Or maybe just to make it memorable, to stand out. Like if you're trying to like, hey, flat. Oh, what about the one with all the elbows?
You do have to have something to stand out.
All right, yours. Let's go on to yours.
All right. So here's mine. I did we have a new guy on our baseball team, a Canadian kid, actually. And out from your former neck of the woods, played for Langley. So anyways, he's playing for us this year. And I just said, you know what? Hey, do you have a headshot in the Tubingen uniform yet? And he did not. So I said, all right, well, he's down at the batting cage. I'll come meet you down there. And this is that.
Okay. I like it almost.
Okay. Too much contrast?
It's nothing that I, like, the first time I looked at it, I'm like, oh, that looks cool. But the only thing I can say is the lighting on his back is super even, except that it isn't on his face. Like, so the backlighting on his shoulders is even, the backlighting on his neck is even, the backlighting on his ears is even, and then there's a whole bunch that looks a little bit hot on the left side of his face.
Yeah, a little
bit. It just doesn't add up to everything else, and it's like, if that light on the left side of his face was even with the other side, then I'd say, like, I love it. It's just, my brain has a hard time with that. That's all I can look at is that one spot. And it's a minor imperfection. And I don't know that other people that aren't doing lighting in this would even care or notice. But that was the one thing. I was like, it's so symmetrical everywhere else. His elbows, the back, the shoulders, just not, and even the ears outside of that left side of his face.
So here's how I shot this one. This is a three-light setup. Now, I had to get down to the field on my bike. So, you know, it was like, didn't have a car with me, so I didn't want to take a whole lot of gear. However, even though we had decent weather, it is February, and our park is ugly. Like, just on its own. In June, our park is not a good backdrop. Okay. Right. So I knew I had to light this thing. I was like, all right, well, you know, the park's ugly normally, but now with no leaves in the trees and, like, just the crappy looking grass and all that, like, I'm going to have to work hard on this one. So there's no way I'm going to get away without having three lights minimum. Okay. I'd like to have had four, but three was the deal. That's what I was going to go with because I had to put it in my little backpack. You know, that little low pro backpack that we have? Do you still have yours?
I still have it. Yeah, whatever it's called.
Anyway, so I got everything in there, and I thought, you know what? There's no way I'm going to be taking light stands with me. So I knew there's guys down at the batting cage with him, and I was like, all right, you guys are my light stands. So I brought an umbrella for the key. So the key light is a shoot through umbrella, just out of frame, camera right, with a half CTO on it. And I brought like a little umbrella stand, like the umbrella, like the top of the light stand with where the umbrella goes in. Mm-hmm. What do you call that? I don't know what that's even called. So I brought that piece of the light stand.
The umbrella clamp?
The umbrella holder clamp thing. Grommet. Yeah. Grommet, okay. I think. And so I brought that and put the umbrella and put everything. So it was all one unit. I had one of the kids in the team just hold that just out of frame. And then I had a couple of SB26s, which are the ones that have the optical trigger built in. So I didn't. As soon as they see the flash, they go. So that was perfect. And so I had a couple guys stand just on behind him on either side, and just hand hold it, and that's what caused the rim light. And so you're right. The guy standing camera right, his left, probably aimed it a little far forward, but I wasn't shooting it again. So had I put it on a light stand, I probably would have had a little bit more control. And we're talking about like just a degree or two of turning it. And that's what it ended up. But doesn't bug me quite as much. Those are both bare as well. So we have a little color separation. Not exactly natural. You don't look at this and go, oh, that's how the sun's shining on him.
No. But I think if that light wasn't so hot on his cheek, then it you would forget all about it even being lit.
Possibly.
Again, or just think that it looks cool. But it just, there's a weird math going on that's like, because again, of course I know it's lit. I can look at the catch lights and where the light is on his shoulders and know that it's lit. But then again, it's just something, and that's all I can think of is that if that light on the left side of his face was toned down a third of a stop, it would be great. I that's the only thing.
I don't know if it's that. I think it has to be turned away. I think the fact that the light is hitting, light is hitting that part.
With the fact that I might be able to tone it down,
like dodge and burn and see, which I might do, and just see if it makes a big difference. I don't know that I care too much for this.
Sure.
It's more of a placeholder. This is a placeholder anyways, because I can't stand shooting at our park. So you can see I posted a like the before picture. Before I typically when I take a shot outside that I'm lighting like this, I will take a shot without any lights first, just as a baseline, and establish an exposure. Now, it was actually, we're in a little bit of shade. You can sort of see the dappled light in behind him on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is some sun, a little bit of cloud, so there's a little bit of hard light, but we found a little bit of shade. It's kind of in between there to get on him. So the light on him, it doesn't actually look terrible here.
No, it actually looks pretty good. I think if you could have even just one lighted this from like something on his shoulders and just be done with it. Like the light on that photo, I'm like, I kind of like that.
Eh, up under his hat, not so great though. I don't like that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, but again, even that, you could, tip it back like 3 millimeters and you'd get what looks like a baseball hat, right? Like it's okay.
It's okay. I mean, like I said, I knew it was going to be okay, but so I set the baseline. The background is probably exposed bang on or maybe under a stop with the trees, but like then the backstop is a little bit over, whatever it is. But so I established the base exposure first, and then I bring the lights in. So then I bring in the key light and dial that in, which at this point, I mean, because we're outside in a shoot-through umbrella, that's at 100% anyways. So okay, it's not much dialing in goes. It's just get as much light as you can. It's going through a half CTO, which is going to eat some light. And then it's going through a shoot through umbrella, which is going to eat some light. So I know that's going to be at 100%. And then it's a matter of getting the backlights dialed in, which I went with a quarter power because they're bare. So you don't have the umbrella eating up that light. But I was going to have the guys back off a little bit. The issue being the further back you go, all of a sudden that flash cannot see the other flash, which is what trips it.
Right.
So you're kind of limited. You kind of got to get in close. But I kind of want to do this to distract from the fact that our park is terrible looking. And then lastly, so this is the 24-105. This is zoomed in at 105 F. Probably 8, which is the best, the widest I could go, and still kill the ambient, like, and still not kill the ambient, but still get the ambient dialed in to just below 0.
Okay.
Because it was still bright enough out. ISO 100, max shutter speed of 1/160th, and then F8-ish, something like that, which doesn't quite lose the background how I would like it. So in the original, you can see, which I'm not sure if that's at F at 105 yet or not, but probably around between 90 and 100 focal length. And so you can still see the background, which is kind of what you'd see in the other one too, until I use the neural filters in Photoshop to blur that background.
Okay.
Some more, because it didn't look good, but what it does is it does a fantastic job of blurring that background gradually. So it doesn't just blur the whole thing. If you look below his elbows, not quite as blurry as the top, where it's further in the distance. So those neural filters are fantastic.
I've never tried Photoshop. Them.
You're gonna. It's really, really handy. I mean, it's not something I would rely on, like in your iPhone when you're like, oh, do portrait mode and just, blast it out. But this does a fantastic job of just tweaking it a little bit just to kind of get rid of that lousy background.
Oh, and I was going to say, for anybody who is considering a new camera for headshots, the iFocus, I shot every photo of the four people I did headshots with an 85 mil, which is always kind of like, a small margin of error as far as keeping eyes in focus, using the iFocus button and an F5.6, which for the 85, like a lot of times you'll have one eye in, one eye out, zero eyes out of focus. And you just hold that focus, it locks onto the eye, and you just basically move around and it just doesn't miss. So that is awesome. So yeah. Zero misses. Yeah. Just lock. So you can move around and it just holds focus as long as you're holding that button. It is phenomenal.
Nice. Are you like the topic idea today was about headshots, which we just sort of talked about, outdoor headshots. What is it that you look for when you're making a headshot? Do you always do white backgrounds? What is your basic?
I think it depends on what the person wants. I mean, generally speaking, if you're going to do a headshot, there's an intended purpose. So in this case, it needed to be just a blank white background. And I think a lot of people, when they think a headshot for something that they're going to use in a platform, they already have a preconceived idea of what they like. So it's kind of a client-based shot. If it's maybe if I think, oh, I want to do a fall portrait, then I might do a headshot with a fall background. But I think that I don't just wing it as far as like, oh, right, let's go over here. Like I kind of know what the intended use is. And then I've already narrowed down the ideas for the client, or if it's more for my family, I just tell them what I want.
The white background's is great because it is multi-purpose. That's what I like about it. Obviously it's nice to have sort of context, which is what I did here, because we actually looking around, like I even said to the guys, I was like, man, I wish we had a nicer ballpark. And he said, hey, there's a nice white background over there. There was one of the buildings has a white wall. And I was like, well, no, you could have just come into my house for that. So I don't want to do that. I purposely came down here because I want to have some context of what we're doing. But other times, a simple white background is just like, all right, well, it can be, that person can use it for many different things.
Sure.
Which comes in very handy, and people like to have that multi-purpose. So I haven't shot that many headshots lately, so I'm going to have to up my game. I guess I'll with my daughter's friends, and then I'll probably shoot all the baseball team again. But I don't know if they're headshots necessarily. Like, this is more of a headshot to say, hey, he's welcome to the team. This, you know, for a press release, we can use this at any time. In terms of actual baseball photos, probably wouldn't be as involved, I'm guessing.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Headshots. Got it done.
Done.
All right. Topic. Challenge for next week. Let's do the monthly challenge for us. Remind everybody that it is red for February. Get those on Instagram. Hashtag two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those things and tag us at two hosers. And we'll talk about that at the end of the month. Challenge for next week, Adam. This got me to thinking, because originally I was going to try to use only hard lights to shoot this headshot. And kind of a challenge for that. But the baseball hat is the game changer on that, because if you start to, you know, if you don't use a soft light, you're not going to get up underneath that. You're just going to get a terrible shadow. But now I want to shoot a hard light portrait. That's the challenge for next week.
Portrait. Okay.
You can shoot a portrait only using hard lights, as many as you want or as few as you want. That's up to you, but they shall be hard.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Websites. Adam, you're still on the Instagram.
Yeah, I've been lacking, but yes, Adam Two Hosers, and of course, Sunny the Woodle. I think she's had a little bit of a down week too. Not as many Sunny the Woodle posts, but I'm sure that'll be back up soon.
When spring rolls around, oh my God, she's gonna own Steveston.
Yeah, no, Sunny's gonna own the outside baseball diamond too. We're gonna spend a lot of time just wandering around in the behind the home run fence during baseball season. So she's gonna be a baseball dog.
All right, is it called a home run fence?
What would you call it?
Just the fence, outfield fence. I don't know.
Outfield fence, sure. Sounds. I think home run fence sounds better.
That sounds better, yeah. Grand Slam fence. Call it Grand Slam fence.
Okay.
Just to be all one right. Better.
All right. A ground rule double
three
fence.
Three-run shot. GRD fence. That's GRD fence. Three-run shot. Yeah. Okay. I like the GRD fence. That's what you should call it. You should actually, I want you to call it that and just call it the ground rule double fence and just see who asks you, like, what are you talking about first? That's what I want to find out.
Okay. All right.
Please refer to it. But you have to be like super sure of yourself. Like, not like the ground rule, like over there by the ground rule double fence. And it's like, what did he just say? I want to see where this is headed.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. You can find my stuff. Oh, go to HoltzfellerWoodworking.com. You can find the latest video. Maybe Adam will see one of them. That'll be interesting.
I watched part of one.
Part of one. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Anyway, check that out on YouTube. Be sure to tell your friends, get them to subscribe, that kind of thing. I'll actually put some effort in this week to try to promote that channel. I've not had time to do it. And that's a problem. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.